Haboyim to the first in the new series of Shi'urim on the Hakdama of the Ramban in his Perush al Chumash, actually his Perush, the Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis. In other words, we're going to study in depth the Hakdama of the Ramban to his commentary. I actually said it in two clauses, namely to the entire tale and to Bereishis, because in fact, actually, as we will see, the Hakdama actually serves actually as a double Hakdama. In other words, it's a Hakdama specifically to Sefer Bereishit, but in a certain sense, it's a really Hakdama to the entire Torah, even though the Ramban did write Hakdamas to Shmois and to the other Chumshit Torah. Nonetheless, I think that the Hakdama here, in a certain sense, is really the basis and central to all the other Hakdamas that he wrote afterwards. Now, what we're going to do is try to understand the relationship between the Hakdama of the Ramban and his methodology in this Perush al Torah. In other words, the Ramban is not writing Hakdama to inspire us only, but rather the Ramban is actually going to introduce how he understood not only the Chumash, but actually how one is supposed to interpret the Chumash. And in this sense, the Ramban's Hakdama has to be studied carefully, in my opinion, because it is a necessary introduction in order to understand what he attempts to accomplish in his commentary throughout the rest of the Chumash. Now, I don't think I'm telling you new that the Ramban's Perush al Torah is what I would call a virtuoso Perush. What do I mean by virtuoso? Because most Perushim, I would just say this about all Perushim, aim at a specific level of understanding. For example, the Ibn Ezra is interested in what you would call Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Rashbam is Pshuto Shel Mikra. But Rashi, there's a little bit of debate. What Rashi's aiming at, I would say, and of course this is something which is much ink has been spilled, Rashi's aiming at trying to understand the Chumash through the eyes of Chazal, but he will in fact actually choose those Chazals which probably are closer to what's called Pshuto Shel Mikra. But I would say that Rashi is trying to understand the Chumash based upon Chazal. Most Rashi's are actually quotes of Chazals. There are certain places where Rashi says, I'm only coming to learn Pshuto Shel Mikra, but in several of those places, Rashi is coming to say that when in fact, actually, he doesn't use a Chazal to understand the Pasuk. But in any case, that will leave that for those who study Rashi and debate it. What makes the Ramban a virtuoso commentary is that Ramban aims to try to understand the Chumash on all the levels. And what I'm going to try, and if we understand the three basic levels, the Gemara in Shabbat says the Torah was given in three parts. The three levels which the Ramban tries to understand the Chumash is, of course, Pshuto Shel Mikra, the postures of the Chumash. He's going to try to understand the Chumash in terms of Chazal. And thirdly, he's going to try to understand the Chumash up beside. What makes the Ramban a virtuoso is the Ramban is going to interweave all three Perushim. In other words, in the Ramban, the Pshat, the Drush, and the Sod are not three separate lanes, but they interweave and they interact and interface. And that, in fact, is what establishes the Ramban as, I would say, and I'm going to go out on a limb, the virtuoso Perush al Chumash. All Perushim al Chumash, I think, try to imitate one or another the Perush al Ramban. Now, the Ramban is also incredible because he combines, on one hand, tremendous originality, and on the other hand, looks to lay down the foundations of the Masechah. So therefore, the dichotomy or the antithetical relationship between tradition and between creativity is a hallmark of the Ramban, and in a certain sense, that has to do with really the tripartite commentary of the Ramban on the Chumash, right? Whether in Pshuto Shel Mikra, of course, the Ramban displays tremendous originality and creativity. Pshuto Shel Mikra is when the Ramban is not relying upon either Chazal or upon the Sod. On the other hand, though, the Sod, in many sense, is coming to anchor the Pshuto Shel Mikra and also the understandings of Chazal as being something which is anchored in a tradition which Chazal have taken from, you know, from Sinai, literally. So in other words, The virtuoso commentary of the Ramban is marked by his ability to understand the Chumash not only on different levels, but to actually create a type of a, I would say, a grand unified field theory in which all of these levels interact and are actually aspects of one another. If there's an end theory in particle physics, I would say there's the Ramban theory, the R theory of the Chumash, which is expressed in the Ramban's Pirush al Chumash. Okay, now, having said that, let us, in fact, turn to the Hakdamah of the Ramban. Page numbers, I'm going to use page numbers. The text I'm going to use is the Pirush of Rebbe Shavel to the Ramban. Even though, since Rebbe Shavel put out his Pirush al Ramban, many people have come out to I guess, compete with him, you know, some Pirushim, a little Fulma, this and that. I think that there is no commentary, I mean, there is no modern commentary on the Ramban, which begins even to rival Rebbe Shavel's Pirush, let alone that I think most commentaries on the Nouveau kinds of Rambans have not yet completed their works, which is a trail tribute. In any case, we begin with Rabbi Shavel's text of the Ramban, and I guess it's Daf Aleph. On the right-hand side, you can see actually a facsimile of the Ramban. I think it's Ksavyat. That was Ksavyat of the Ramban, and we'll begin the Pirush of the Ramban. Okay, it says Sefer Bereishis. Says the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu kosef haSefer hazeh. Okay, so this is the axiom and this is the statement of faith that not only was Bereishis, but all the Torah is Bipiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very important thing, even though the Gemara Bava Basra Tezvav brings an opinion, actually, from the text of Gemara's Mashma, it's only a Hava Mina, that the last eight psukim were written by Yeshua. Nonetheless, the Ramban states clearly that the entire Torah is B'Piv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban is going to actually repeat this several times. That is going to be a very, very important foundation, which in a certain sense is going to generate the Ramban's understanding of his Pirush al HaChumash. V'HaKoiv, right? What's HaKoiv? Obviously, what comes out here is that the Ramban is actually making his own estimation. In other words, the Ramban is not basing himself on anything, but the Ramban himself is actually conjecturing. Hakol means a conjecture is based upon the reading of the Pesukim. Shekosmei b'Har Sinai, right? That he wrote in Har Sinai. Now we all know that the Torah, right? You know, the Torah is written in Har Sinai. Well, actually, we don't know. Actually, there's actually machlokes in Gittin. When the Torah was written piecemeal, was written at the end of the 40 years. It's Gemara in some kind of Gittin. I'm not going to refer to that. But I think when he says Kosov HaSinai means he received it on Har Sinai. That's what I would say the Ramban means. Now, what's the Chiddush here?
Is he talking here about Sefer Bereishis?
I think the Chiddush here is really Sefer Bereishis. In other words, he's including the entire Torah, as will be made clear later on. But the Chiddush here is Bereishis. Because as we will see a little bit in a little while, from Rashi, when Rashi learns in the Chumash, towards the end of the Parsha Mishpatim, and this is going to be a very important turning point, and a very important a point in understanding where the Chumash was written and when. In Parachot Dalav Pasuk Aleph, at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, in Shmais, when the Pasuk says, "Yel Moshe Oba Aleh El Hashem, Atav Yal Nodu V'Avihu," so then we have a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says this is speaking about before Matan Torah. The Ramban claims speaking about after Matan Torah. Now, when the importance of this is, because then after that it says, "V'Yiftei Meishes Tchol Divrei Hashem," right? So Rashi learns, "V'Yiftei Meishes." Now I'm on Perach Abdalah Pasuk Dalad in Mishpatim. Mipreishes on Matan Torah because the mitzvah should talk of the Mbal. In other words, according to Rashi, from Bereishis to Matan Torah is written before Moshe Rabbeinu at the Har Sinai. And the Ramban didn't come to argue on Rashi. It was according to the Ramban, the Torah was written at Sinai, Bereishis too. And that's what the Ramban wants to say. In other words, Bereishis was actually written at Har Sinai, And the pasuk v'yichle mishadivrei Hashem, right, is speaking about Bereishis 2, which is written at Har Sinai. That's going to be the sheet of the Ramban. Interestingly enough is this a sheet of Chazal? So Rabbi Shavel wants to claim that this is a sheet of Chazal. He quotes the sheet of, actually the Ramban actually brings in the special of Chumash, sheet of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but actually the Netziv in his Ha'amak Dava says this is not the sheet of Yosef Yehuda, this is the Ramban sheet. The Ramban actually here is actually arguing Chazal. That's the Mashmos of Netziv. We will leave that for some other time, for some other series perhaps, but let's go further. V'akolev shekosvoi b'har Sinai, ki sham ne'ma aloi aleya le'ahora, v'hei yisham, v'ed l'chaz luchaz evin v'atir ha'mitzvah sh'rosat lo'i ro'isa. Okay, this is a very, very famous pasuk. It appears here, once again, Mishpatim, Perach v'dalet pasuk Yudbeitz, v'yem ha'shem ha'manshe, aleya le'ahora, v'hei yisham, v'ed l'chaz luchaz evin v'atir ha'mitzvah sh'rosat lo'i ro'isa. Now, this is a very, very important pasuk. Why? Because we have a chazal, right? The Gemara says in Bochus Ahayim Aleph, and it speaks about what all of these terms refer to, right? Luchas Eben, Adias Al Sadibrois, Torah Shem Kasav, Mitzvah is the Mishnah, Asher Kasavti, Levim Ksuvim, Lairosam is Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. But what's interesting is that the different Rishonim have like a different take on what all this means. So for example, the Rambam is a Dhamma to the Mishnah Torah, the Yad, just brings HaTorah v'HaMitzvah. Torah is the mitzvahs that were commanded, the Chsav, and mitzvah is the Torah Shebe'al Peh. In other words, the Rambam basically curtailed or edited it, the drasha of the Gemara of the Gemara in Hayim Bochus. And understood that Torah, but and the Rambam is mashma, the Torah means the mitzvahs in the Torah Shemitzav. And the mitzvah is the Torah Shpial Peh, as the Rambam begins. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the mitzvahs in Peh Roshel. Now, the Ramban is also going to have his take on this, right? His take on this. How is the Ramban going to divide up the Pasuk? So, the Ramban says, so, right? Luchas ha'evin yichlol ha'luchas, v'amichta, k'loi ma'asel sa'dibris. Okay, up to now, very good, that's what Chazal. Mitzvah, skula. That's not like the Dosh of Chazal. Mitzvah referred to the Tayyim mitzvahs, which is clear in Chazal, were all given at Har Sinai. Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva is whether the Potim were given later on. But it's clear that Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, Kula Alma, Amayda, that all the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Ben at Har Sinai. That's clear. Look at Chazanish. The machlekes there is in it's in Lamed Zayin in Soita, and I think around Daf Hey in Chagiga, and it's actually a Sefra, right in Bahar, actually Rashi quotes in Bahar. There's in many places. Look at Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Chafein Arachayim, saying it's this Pashas Torah there. He says it's abundantly clear. It's obviously clear that everybody agrees all the mitzvahs are given at Har Sinai. So in other words, mitzvah here, the Ramban's mitzvah, is mispar mitzvahs kula, asim lo isase. Okay? Which, by the way, is not like the drasha in Brachas Daf Hey. Now, the question is, what's Vahatayna? What is Vahatayna referring to? Once again, in the Gemara, Tayra is Mikra, the Torah Shem Sav, and Mikra, and Mitzvah is the Mishnah. But what is, if in fact mitzvah means all the mitzvahs, and I assume the mitzvahs in the Torah Shel Tzav, as well as for sure the Torah Shebe'al Peh, on the Peirush on mitzvahs, but what is Torah referring to? So here I think is the Chiddush of the Ramban. The Chiddush of the Ramban is Im Kein Va'Torah Yichol Hasipura Mitchilas Breishes. According to the Ramban, when it says Torah, it's speaking about the Sipurim of the Torah, the narrative of the Torah, from the beginning of Bereishis, Bereishis Ha'olam, the creation of the world, the Avos, etc., etc. Ki hu meira anashim b'derech b'inyan amunah. Because the purpose of the Sipurim of the Torah, the Ramban, is not just to give us some type of a historical perspective or background, but is actually coming to teach people, to guide people, the inyan amunah, current faith. So now we have here the big Kiddush of the Ramban. The big Kiddush of the Ramban is that Sipui HaTorah are on the same status as mitzvahs. In other words, from the Gemara, the Haman Aleph, in Brachot, I mean, actually, Ashokasav is people in the Vib Kesuvim, but in other words, according to Ramban, Sipui HaTorah have the same status as mitzvahs and has the same status as the Aseret HaDibros. They are revealed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and their purpose is to be mother people of Derech HaMunah. Yeah.
When the Gemara says the Bereishis of Sefer Yasha, doesn't that refer to to Derech Eretz or
that's true. That's true. But you see, the question is, it's called Sefer HaYasha because we can understand Sefer HaYasha to mean something that we can learn from. But who's to say this is part of the in other words, everybody's got Kula Amma Maida, even like Amma, even Rashi, right? That we can learn things from Bereishis. The question is Bereishis on a revelatory level have the same status as the mitzvahs? That's the question. For example, if you look at the Rambam Moed Nevuchim, at the end of Chelek Gimel, I think, Perek Nun Beis, I'm going to speak about this Rambam in detail, we'll get to it. I think it's Nun Beis, maybe Nun Daled. There it's marked with the details of the stories of Bereishis are just coming somehow to communicate the fact that they actually really happened. But for the Ramban, the details of the Sipur of Bereishis are actually much more than that. In other words, the Ramban here is asserting that the Sipur of the Torah had the same status as the mitzvahs. I don't think that's something at least that we, in other words, it is, in other words, the Ramban would agree that the Sipur of the Torah, that certainly the mitzvahs that we learn from that, but that they have the same revelatory status as the mitzvah, the medayik in every word, etc., etc. I understand that's the chiddush of the Ramban here. That's what I say. In any case, I think he's the first person in Jewish history to use Torah in this pasuk referring to Sipur HaTorah. If you look at Rashi, for example, because Rashi learns, Rashi learns, here, Rashi learns, Luchas ever a term mitzvah should sat lay voice. Right, because Shesh Bios for Choshe say mitzvahs, but Chal Seros HaDib voice say. Okay, so Rashi is speaking about the mitzvahs. That's in Pasuk Yud Beis. And Pasuk Dalet, that's before, when Bresh HaMal is before Matan Torah. According to Rashi, the Zippon the Torah mostly before Matan Torah. The Chishna Ramban is the Zippon the Torah a part of Matan Torah. So Rabbi Hershey is, whatever, in other words, the Agadita, a part of the Torah, is part of Matan Torah. Is no less than Matan Torah.
I mean, no one really... I understand Rashi and Rambam, but Lamaisa, no one really argues with that, do they? People don't...
After the Rambam. Of course,
But you didn't Rashi learn from it, she didn't really bother with Bereishis so much?
I didn't even bother with Bereishis. He brings Chazals. In Rashi, right, the bottom saying is, this concept, the Torah, is called Sipuri HaTorah, right? The Moshe was getting Sinai. I would say this is a chiddush of the Ramban. And this is very, very important. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a fair question to ask. What does he mean by emuna over here?
I would say emuna means Torah ontology.
I mean emuna in Torah, emuna in God, emuna in
creation. We'll speak. We'll get to everything. Okay, but right now we understand the chiddush of the Ramban. Okay. Uvarid etoy menachal. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, kasa mitchilas haTorah atzeif sipra mishkan. Okay, so now Moshe Rabbeinu writes from the beginning of the Torah until the end of the sipra mishkan. Right? Now what about the end of the Torah? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and writes the Torah from Bereishis until the end of the Mishkan. Because it says, it's interesting, the Gemara in Gittin, Samach Manala, brings a machlokes where the Torah when the Torah was chasuma nida, which means it was written at the very, very end of Megillah Gila nida. But I think the Ramban was arguing here that everybody agrees that from Bereishis until the Mishkan was written when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. The rest of the machlokes of Chazal, whether it's Megillah Nitna, or whether it was Chasuma Nitna, is speaking about the rest of the Torah. And that's what he says, V'gmar HaTorah, the rest of the Torah, Kosta B'Sef Shlas HaBoim, Kasher Oma Lakoch Es HaSef HaTorah Zeh, V'Sam To'isim B'Tzal Arum B'Yisra Shem Lokechem, V'Zeh K'divrei HaOimer, Torah Megillah Gilinna, Aval Divrei HaOimer Torah Zuma Nitna, Nitna V'Kol, except I'm chayzer, I made a mistake. I read the Ramban wrong. It seems that from Torah Atzifa, Mishkan is still a going called Megillah, Megillah Midna. In other words, I take everything back in the last 2 minutes. Basically, the Ramban understands that the opinion that says that Torah Kasuma Midna, everything, even Bereish, is written at the end of 40 years, that appears to be. So for some reason, I think of the Ramban a little differently, but I see I stand corrected. Hadli be. And Megillah, Megillah Midna means the Torah was first written from Bereish until Mishkan, to the Mishkan. Then afterwards was written piecemeal and completed in the 40th year. But in any case, right, in any case, the message of the Ramban, the Yisrael of the Ramban is rather clear. Bereishis is not to be distinguished from any part of the Torah. In other words, the distinction between the narrative of the Torah and the legal part of the Torah, right, these two are not to be distinguished, which is very interesting, because the Torah begins with Rashi with the question of Yitzhak, right? Why, in fact, wasn't the why Torah begin with a Chodesh Alachem, Mosh Chadashim, as if to say the mitzvahs are more important than the narrative? Rashi gives the answer. Of course, we all know the Ramban there. Ramban says, you know, Chas V'Shalom. Why would you think the narrative is any less important than the legal? So the Ramban gives his table to the first part of Bereishis, that you might think that the narrative is Api Kabbalah, and therefore not everybody is musical to understand it. But in other words, the Ramban is L'shitasa, that there's no distinction between the narrative and the legal part of the Torah. That's really the thrust Ramban wants to say. Okay, now, let's go further. Mandav Beis, in the Shevel edition, V'al kol ponim haya nochay, shiyachtoy betchila sefer Bereishis, okay, now let me give an introduction to the Ramban. Now that the Ramban has established that the entire Torah, including Bereishis for the Torah, were written were received from Moshe Ben Hasim and written afterwards. So now we have a problem. Now the Ramban is going to deal with the text. Why? Because on one hand, the Ramban wants to say the entire Torah, right, is Mipiv Shalakom is Bolzo. The Ramban says that as the first sentence the Ramban begins with, and he's going to reiterate this several times. However, if we look at the Chumash, we can see in the Chumash that there are actually three types of texts in the Chumash. For example, the narratives, which we've been speaking about, are written in third person. Doesn't say me Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Bereishis Barasis Hashemayim V'Sa'aretz. It doesn't say that. The Ramban is asking the question over here. That's text type one. Then text type two is the mitzvahs. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Tavel B'Nesu V'Bantu Aleihem. So that clearly is the Kiyum Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us because Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the text type number one, which is the narrative. How do we understand this to be Pif Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe Rabbeinu. We believe it. But how come the text doesn't indicate it? Let's put it this way. We believe everything. The question is, why does the text appear different in, as we're going to see, text 1, text 2, and text 3? Now, text 1 is narrative, third person. How am I supposed to understand the text if it doesn't say explicitly, because Baruch said to Moshe Rabbeinu, as it does in the case of the mitzvahs? Okay, now, what's text number three? Devarim. Devarim Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in first person. How do we understand that? That's maybe Shalom Kadosh Baruch. That's even more difficult. Because there, the text is telling me that, it's not telling me that Kadosh Baruch spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, but actually Moshe Rabbeinu is actually speaking himself. That's text number three. Now, the solution to text number three will actually be several Rambans in Devarim. His Hagdama to Devarim, the Ramban in the Esos HaDibros, Pasha Beschanan. I'm going to touch upon this a little bit, but I won't go into this in great detail. But the Ramban actually focuses on this issue and, in fact, presents a very, very interesting understanding of the text of Devarim. But here, the Ramban is, in fact, going to focus on the problem of text number one, namely, let's put it this way. He's not dealing with the textual problem. We're not critical scholars here. But how are we supposed to understand the text of the Chumash as being the Devar Hashem, Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, when the text, in fact, does not indicate that, as it does in the case of the mitzvahs? That's the problem facing the Ramban. Okay, so says the Ramban, V'yal kol panim, ha'yanochen sh'yichtoi b'tkilo sefer bereshis, v'yidah v'lokim Moshe, es kol tivu me'el ha'limot. That's what the Torah should have written. Now, why was the Torah not written like this? So, draws the Ramban the following conclusions. Aval haya inyan li kosev stam, says the Ramban, was a reason it was written stam. Mipnei shaloi kosev meish rabbeinu atere kebedame ba'ar atzmoy, kenevi'im shemazkirim atzmam, kemo shenem v'yicheskel tome v'edavar Hashem elai leimu ben adam, v'chei kemo shenem v'yivyo, v'edavar Hashem elai leimu, v'yivyo, v'edavar Hashem elai leimu, the Torah was being spoken to him. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu Kosov told us kol aderes reishenu v'yichus atzma, v'tol dozo mikov v'shlish yam adaber, Moshe Rabbeinu writes as a historian, right? As the third person. L'chein yoymar v'yidav alokyo Moshe v'yem e'elav, even when in the narrative part it says, Kosh Boch Boch to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki medaber bat shnai machem, as in Moshe Rabbeinu speaking about two other people, not himself. When Moshe Inyan came, Lloyd is coming Moshe Rabbeinu at Shanaimat. He doesn't even mention Moshe Rabbeinu until he was born. When this guy, Kilo, Achim Sap Elah. Okay? So in other words, Ramban has given me a telos really, but he's made an important statement that the narrative of the Chumash does not indicate at all that Moshe Rabbeinu is writing the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is not treating the Torah and the narrative part any different than anybody else is treating. It says that, so this is, so therefore we see something unique in the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu that we do have the Nevi'im. The Ramban is Akasha from the Vav, as I mentioned above. That's text number 3. V'yakshe alecha inim mishna Torah, shindam yar atzvo yichal ha'ashem, v'pal ha'ashem v'oimer, ki itchilas ha'seif ha'u el Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu mo Moshe, v'idei hu k'vesap Nevuah Moloshan Oimer. So the Ramban actually elaborates later on, but here he says, is that since the Vav begins, we have the introduction, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke these words, and afterwards, the first person is used in the volume. But in Bereshis, not. Okay, now, what's the reason? Now, what's the reason that the Torah is written in the narrative part of the Torah, in Bereshis, parts of Shmos, other places are written in third person? Says the Ramban, V'tam l'ksivus ha-Torah v'loshan hazeh, the reason the Torah was written this way, Ribnei Shekomba Labriyasa Oyo. Okay, the Ramban now is going to establish here what I understand to be three insiders, three fundamental axioms, and in my opinion is the entire methodology, philosophy, ontology, theology of the Ramban, in this entire parish of the Torah, is going to rest upon these three axioms. Axiom number one, Ribnei Shekomba Labriyasa Oyo. The Torah comes before the creation of the world. And Ein Tzorach Loimel, the Nelson of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban says, Kamo Shabbo Lolo BeKabbalah, as you know BeKabbalah, Sha'aisa Ksuba Be'esh Chayr Al Gabi Esh Levana. Now, the Ramban is referring to a Yerushalmi in Shkolin. The Ramban says, Esh Chayr Al Gabi Esh Levana, but really, the entire Yerushalmi, and I claim there has to be a correction here in the text, the first was given Be'esh Levana Aleish Chayra, and then Eish Chayra Aleish Levana. That's the Yerushalmi in Shkala.
Black and white, white.
First black and white and black, which means there's a Torah HaKaduma. There's an or text to the Torah. The actual wording in the Ramban here requires, in my opinion, a tikkun sefer.
What's the nafka mina?
One second. That's a wonder one's good. Axiom number one is the Torah precedes the creation of the world. Axiom number two is v'ni Moshe k'sefer amadik m'sefer kadmon. Moshe Rabbeinu is like a sefer, a scribe, who's copied from a previous text. Well, was there are two texts. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is written in a way as if Moshe Rabbeinu is copying the narrative, text 1, from text pre 1. That's the second axiom, the Ramban. Now, the third axiom of the Ramban is actually a little bit later on. In the Chevelle's edition, it appears in Dav Vov, 4 lines from the bottom. There the Ramban says, Oy yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shel emes. Right, this is on Dav Vov, 4 lines from the bottom, in the Chevelle's edition. Oy yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shel emes. We have a kabbalah shel emes. Ki kol ha-teira kula shmeisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah consists of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we actually looked at the Torah, what we see are words, verbs, nouns, prepositions of the Torah. Really, they're in fact actually just letters that somehow that consist of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And the Ramban actually goes into this and goes into detail how in fact actually letters and words. We understood just in what appears to have been words and sentences are actually just letters and names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which don't necessarily follow the breakup of words and sentences and paragraphs, etc., etc. That's axiom number 3. So, in other words, we're going to see in the Ramban's Perush of the Torah, we have 3 axioms, which are very, very important to understand. Axiom number 1 is the Torah predates the world. Right? That's not the Kiddush of Rabchai Balazhe, but Rav Shachayit. That's the Kiddush of the Ramban. Of course, Rabchai Balazhe uses it in a different way. But
Rabbi Trivet said in the last days of Shurim that Rabchai Vita would argue with this. He said this is the machlokes from the Mari Srug and Rabchai Vita about whether they can be before.
It could be. Right. Rachel Fuhr through the Rabban. Right. Now, in a certain sense, the Rabban Yisroch actually goes back to a much more medieval, because there was the Torah's an ontology. It was the Ramchai Vital made the Torah not into ontology, but the world selling in and of itself. But in the Ramban, Torah reality was still connected. Okay, fine. Now, so let's go through the 3 axioms. The Torah is Kadma La'olam. That's axiom number 1. Axiom number 2, axiom number 2 is, and this includes the Bereishis. Axiom number 2 is that Bereishis is written as Moshe Rabbeinu is writing over from another text.
The whole Torah, sorry.
The narrative part of the Torah.
Not the.
No, because he's speaking here really about what he wrote at Stam. We'll just get to the mitzvahs a little bit later. In other words, what I'm saying, the Ramban would probably agree with that, What I'm saying is that I think he's focusing on Bereishis here. Because that's how he begins. Why was the Torah written this way? But Shabbat's writing off for somebody or something else. That's axiom number 2. And axiom number 3, which the Ramban actually brings in later, in Davav, as I mentioned, in the Shabbat edition, is the Torah really consists. The letters of the Torah, right, on a basic level, more prior, fundamental level, consist of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's actually axiom number 3. Okay, now, the question is, what are these 3 axioms? The fact is that the way I'm going to learn, actually, in the upcoming Shiurim, is just everything that Ramban is going to say, not only this Hakdama, but I claim, in his Peirushim, that have to do with the narrative part of the Torah, is going to be based upon this three-dimensional hermeneutic space. Namely, the Torah is coming to the world, which are made as kematic, right? Which of the Ramban is kematic, we say for Kadmon, and number 3, that the letters of the Torah constitute names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, let me just say in briefly what the consequence of these things are. And the consequence of these things are not just philosophical, but actually they're going to be consequences for the methodology by which the Ramban actually learns in the Chumash. Okay. The fact that the Torah is Kadma La'olam means that the Torah is an ontology. In other words, according to the Ramban, if I want to understand the reality of the world, I look to the Torah, because the Torah is Kadma La'olam. In other words, everything is contained in the Torah. This is an important, this is the Chiddush of the Ramban. That requires discussion. But in other words, Kadma La'olam means is that the Torah and the narrative part of the Torah constitutes an ontology, constitutes the reality of the world, the reality of history. That's consequence of axiom number one. Now, what does it mean to say Moshe Rabbeinu is kaseif hamatik b'seif hakadma? What it means is that the writing of the Torah was actually an interpretation. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's writing of the Torah, of course, the Bibshal Kodesh Baruch Hu, was an act of interpretation. What's a consequence of that? A consequence of that is that in fact, everything that I witness, that I behold in the world, whether it be in science, whether it be in history, everything can be used to interpret the Torah. In other words, the Torah can absorb every interpretation because the Torah is in fact an act of interpretation of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, I'm going to see this later on. The Rabbah is going to bring things from Teva, he's going to bring things from history, and he's going to say that in fact, actually, we can take these things and we can interpret into the Torah. Because the Torah itself is an act of interpretation.
I don't see. Please elaborate. How is if Moshe's copying? It sounds like the opposite of
interpretation. No, it isn't. Because what is the Sefer Kadmon? You don't copy something. It's an act of interpretation.
Matik is copying.
That's what it means in Hebrew. Why be matik? Just write yourself.
We didn't write yourself. God can't write.
No. You're taking things very, very literally.
But then when Moshe was copying...
What is this text? What is this text?
Right.
It's not the same thing. It's a different text. If it's the same text, write the copy. Just write it down yourself. It's a shachar. In other words, there's an Ur text.
Moshe didn't copy the Ur text?
No. Why copy it?
What do you want to copy it? So we can have it in the world.
Okay, that's what you're learning. I'm learning differently.
I should understand how Rosh Hashanah is then.
Matik b'sefer kadmon. Look, of course it's b'pipshal kodesh baruch hu. So you can't say Moshe was in the chalas on the chas v'shalom. But the way in which the Torah is written, kisofer, is you have to understand the Torah as a type of interpretation of reality. He used the lashon matik b'sefer kadmon because speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the lashon of the Ramban. But what I understand a consequence of this is the Torah is a type of commentary on reality. Meaning, that as I behold Jewish history, as I behold recent developments in Greek science, it's a commentary on it.
It seems to me as though Corollary 2 contradicts Corollary 1.
No, but we'll speak about that. I just want a consequence, okay?
Given that Moshe is interpreting, how does that mean that I'm allowed to interpret?
Because that's why the Ramban is writing these axioms. So in other words, like I said before, the Ramban is the way you understand the text is being interpreted into methodology. In other words, let's go to axiom number 3, and then we'll get back to this. Okay, that's what I'm stating. Okay, now what axiom number 3?
Consequence number three.
Well, axiom number 3 was Torah consists of Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means what the Ramban saying. The ultimate reality of the world is Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only reality of the world. And that's going to be a very important thing in the Ramban. The Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nisa Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban's going to say, are Shemus, Yudke Vovke. So in other words, if I look at all of reality, if I look at the Torah, now, what happens like this? The entire Torah is really Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let me combine 1 and 3, for example. One says the Torah is an ontology. Axiom number three says what? That the Torah is a text, the Shem is the Kodesh Baruch. What does 1-3 produce? All of reality is Shem is the Kodesh Baruch. And that's what the man says in Shmais. The era, Lavoz of Yankush, Shmash Modat Lehem, says the Ramban, all the nation, all of history, all the narratives of Torah, certainly from Moshe Rabbeinu, are Shem is Yerkevavke. In other words, axiom number one tells me the Torah is an ontology. Axiom number two tells me that the text of the Torah, axiom number three, the text of the Torah Shem Sam Kodesh Baruch. Put 1 and 3 together, what do you get? That the events of the narrative are based upon Shem Sam Kodesh Baruch. That's how I combine axiom number 1 and 3. So what we're going to do is we're going to understand that the entire hermeneutical space of the Ramban is a three-dimensional space composed of these three axioms. Now, what's going to be a consequence of axiom number two is that if something new comes up, for example, the Ramban is going to say by the Keshes that the Greeks have informed us this fraction of life, that's not a problem. I can interpret it back into the text. The methodology of understanding the text parallels the methodology of the way Moshe Rabbeinu writes the text. And that, in fact, combines axioms 1, 2, and 3. But Amir Hashem will have much more to say about this in the next year. Until then, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, until next week, Kol Tov.